dictation for Patricia Simons, S-I-M-O-N-S, January 1845, address as a letter, Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, 5397247. Dear Dr. Patel, consultation for Mrs. Simmons, who has progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with daughter Nina, N-I-N-A. She has long-term history of obesity, hypertension, creatinine change from a baseline of 1.1, 1.3 around December 2021. When it became in the upper ones, lower twos, and progressively rising into the upper twos, lower threes, by September of last year was 3.2, October 2.2, this year March 3.1, April 2.1, and presently 2.5. She has been morbidly obese and has been able to lose 130 pounds by participating on a daily routine physical activity and diet. Prior lower extremity edema has significantly improved. It still has hyperpigmented areas from stasis, but no ulcers. She denies vomiting or dysphagia, isolated diarrhea without bleeding. There is frequency, nocturia, incontinence, which is chronic. She wears a pad, incontinence of stress as well as of effort. Denies claudication symptoms. She does have neuropathy of the feet, however, no diabetes. Denies recent chest pain palpitation. There has been some unsteadiness with fainting episode. Denies orthopnea PND, denies purulent material hemoptysis. Has a chronic back pain. On a recent fall, she did not go to the emergency room. There was no focal deficit. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Denies orthopnea PND. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history. Long-term hypertension, documented CKD, changing over the last 1.5 years. Denies diabetes. Denies heart abnormalities. No TIA stroke, no documented peripheral vascular disease, deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism. She is not aware of liver abnormalities, denies kidney stones, gout. There has been recurrent urinary tract infection, no gross bleeding, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries including 2 C-sections, appendix, bilateral length implant for cataracts, tonsils, adenoids, right-sided total hip replacement. Next paragraph, no allergy to medications, but she's sensitive to different types of soap with a rash. No smoking, present or past, isolated minor alcohol. Next paragraph, question, an owned kidney disease many years back before dialysis was available. Next paragraph, medications. Hydralazine twice a day, Lasix every other day with potassium, Coric once a day, Nurantin, STAP, Clonidine once a day, no anti-inflammatory agents, prior Norvasc discontinue, looks like because of low blood pressure, as well as the drop of Coric for the same reason, and Clonidine. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 180, 64 inches tall, blood pressure 172, 74 on the right, 168 over 90 on the left, standing 160, 88, and 160, 90 without dropping. Alert, oriented sign 3, anxious, normal speech, no expressive facial dysarthria, no respiratory distress, no palpable neck masses, carotid bruit, JVD, or lymph nodes, few RALs, both bases, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, minor lower lumbar spine tenderness, but no deformity, excessive changes on the lower extremities, minor edema, no gross, decreased pulses, but no gross gangrene, no gross focal deficit, does have erythema palmaris, bilateral. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries from May. Creatinine 2.5 for a GFR of 19, stage 4. Potassium at 5, metabolic acidosis 22, low sodium 136. Low albumin 3.4. A normal calcium, normal phosphorus, PTH elevated 99. Anemia 10.1. Elevated neutrophils and platelets. Prior urine sample, September 2022, UTI, bacteria, white blood cells, so difficult to assess the significance of protein or blood. Prior urine analysis 2019, similar problems of infection. A kidney ultrasound done yesterday, 7.9 on the right, 9.3 on the left. Without obstruction stones, no urinary retention, there is bilateral cyst. Back in 2018, an echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction 65% with grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, no valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4, long-term history of hypertension, bilateral small kidneys, likely hypertensive nephrosclerosis, cannot rule out renal artery stenosis. At the same time, kidney on the right side is too small for any interventions to be of clinical significance. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We will monitor anemia for EPO treatment, intravenous iron, monitor high potassium, metabolic acidosis, restrict some fluid intake because of the low sodium concentration, monitor nutrition, does have secondary hyperparathyroidism, no indication for vitamin D125, presently phosphorus has not required binders, the weight loss attributed to active physical activity and weight reductions. However, for completeness, given the peripheral neuropathy, we will check for monoclonal protein. She has a recent loss of balance and trauma to the lower back. I mentioned to her to keep an eye for compression fracture. Discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. Some people progress to the time of dialysis. Further advice to follow with results. Plan to see her in Mount Pleasant, which is close to her home in Harrison. End of dictation.